Time for our monthly interview focusing on your health with the professionals at Pardee UNC Healthcare. Today's topic is diabetes education. We've got Ryan Green, who is a registered dietitian with Pardee UNC Healthcare, joining us this morning. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. Ryan, share a little bit about diabetes education, the program that is at Pardee.
Yeah. So our programs that we offer, there's two different opportunities. We have a diabetes self-management education and support class, which is it's an accredited program through the American Diabetes Association. And then we have an opportunity to do medical nutrition therapy, which is these are one-on-one meetings with myself. And again, these are individual, whereas the diabetes self-management and education, those are classes.
How important are these types of programs and these classes for folks who are dealing with this?
Oh, it's very important, especially people that are newly diagnosed with type 1 or type 2 diabetes. Attending a program like the ones that we offer at Pardee Hospital can help to improve your health outcomes.
So who are the people who enroll in these programs?
Well, anybody that has a diagnosis of type 1 or type 2 diabetes, like I said, especially the ones who are newly diagnosed,
yeah.
But also if you've had a change in your care, so maybe you've started insulin therapy, or maybe you've, you have some kidney disease that you've, developed, or maybe you've done diabetes education in the past, but it's been several years, so you want a refresher.
So tell us about some of the things that you talk about, some of the topics that are covered with these programs.
Okay. Yeah. So the classes, these are based on the 7 self-care behavior, and these are set by the Association of Diabetes Care and Education Specialists. And these topics include healthy eating. We talk about being active, taking medications, monitoring your blood sugars, your cholesterol levels, your blood pressure. We look at problem solving, healthy coping, and reducing risk factors.
So ultimately, you're helping folks who are dealing with type 1 or type 2 diabetes. So you have these topics that you're covering. What is ultimately the outcome that you're looking for folks who are taking these classes and going through this program?
Yeah. So, well, and research shows these are the topics, the 7 self-care behaviors. These are the ones that they have shown that by addressing these topics can have those health come or better health outcomes.
Yeah.
So you're looking at improving your A1C, which is your average blood sugar over the past 2 to 3 months. Hopefully trying to reduce cholesterol, blood pressure levels, looking at lessening the risk of complications caused by diabetes, like damage to the nerves, to the eyes, and to the kidneys. It could also improve your costs, your healthcare costs, because you have less hospitalizations, and just to be able to adapt healthy lifestyle behaviors like good nutrition and physical activity.
Because ultimately, I mean, I know some people who suffer from diabetes, but they are able to manage it so that they're not medicated. I think I'm saying these words right. That's exactly what this program is designed to do, right?
Yeah, you can try to manage it with nutrition and activity. Sometimes you do have to start taking medications,
sure.
But you can definitely, with the medications, the lifestyle changes, trying to manage diabetes the best that we can.
So is there a cost to this program? And if so, does insurance help with that?
There is a cost, and we do file insurance, and most of your major insurance companies will cover both the diabetes self-management education and support classes and the one-on-ones with medical nutrition therapy. It really depends on the individual's plan, so that's something that they would have to reach out to their insurance company and ask if diabetes education is covered. Maybe it's completely covered or maybe it's partially covered, but usually it's, especially Medicare, they're usually pretty good at covering it its entirety.
Sure. Do you have a story or two of folks who have been through this program and how it has helped them?
Yeah, actually, I have a class that I met with this past week, and I had a guy in there that his A1C was 7.3, and he was able to drop it to 5.8. and he's had a 40-pound weight loss, and his blood pressure has come down, and his cholesterol levels have improved. So really excited to see, you know, how he's done throughout the program.
Well, and the bottom line is that's exactly what this is all about. It's about the education. There are things you can do that people don't necessarily know they can do or feel like they can do. But when you have a group of folks and you have some help and someone, you know, someone following along and showing you and teaching you, it makes it far easier and it also changes your life.
Yeah, that's true. That's really good. Yeah.
So if there are people out there who are interested, they're maybe dealing with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and they're interested in registering for the program, how does one do that?
So they would have to reach out to their provider, whoever manages their diabetes. That could be their medical doctor. That could be a nurse practitioner or physician assistant. And they would have to send me a referral. Somebody can get more information on the Pardee's website at pardeehospital.org, or they can call my office and I can get the ball rolling with the referral.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. We appreciate it. Ryan Green, a registered dietitian with Pardee UNC Healthcare. Thanks so much for spending some time with us, and thanks for what you're doing to help folks and keep them healthy. Okay.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And once again, as Ryan said earlier, if you'd like more information about the diabetes education program at Pardee, very simple. Just visit pardeehospital.org.